every time they get something to help kill it. But every time, you know, funds, you sit there and say, well, we can't test this, we don't have the money to do that. We supposedly were $10 was supposed to be set aside for every start we made in the thoroughbreds and standardbreds, and I don't think the $10 is gone to test it. I don't even know where it goes, so I've never heard of that.
Actually, it does go, it goes to the budget.
You know, it goes in the budget, but, yeah. The budget for racing, or for gaming commission, or the budget for the general fund?
For the, actually, the drug lab is $3.1 million plus the $785 supplemental amount, so it's about $3.8 million, and that money's included in that amount.
Has that been accounted for,
Frank? I'm sorry?
Is that in the budget?
The testing that Pete's talking about? Yeah, that is within the budget. We initially had it at $100,000. Right now it resides at $50,000, and we talked about, you know, if it's money that we need to have more money on, you know, certainly we can take a look at some of the other categories and, you know, and find that money if need be. So, you know, if we need the $200,000 in there. So
similarly, if we don't use it, there's always plenty of places we can put it at the end.
Of course. You know, right.
If we had to and it didn't get spent, we could just read the clearance warrants and stuff like that. But,
yeah.
I'm betting we find a place before we get there.
Understood.
Any other questions for Brian on that?
You bet.
All right, can we get a motion to adopt this?
I make a motion we adopt the 2015 budget.
One second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Next up is the 2015 Sire Stakes first consideration, which will become under tab 3. The board discussed the first structure of the contribution at the October meeting again. Peter, do you want to speak to the details of this?
Yes. This year, we have a few less dollars because we had a little less money coming in, so we adjusted. Last year, Buffalo, Batavia, Monticello, Tioga, and Vernon, those five tracks each received $800,000 for the New York Starter State races. They'll receive the same this year. Last year, Yonkers received $2.9 million last year for their legs, and we cut them back to $1.1 million per leg. And Saratoga is at $1.1 million from $1.2 million last year. But with the difference in some of the purses being a little less for their legs at Yonkers and Saratoga is we've broken up the schedule into three-year-olds and two-year-olds, so we're dividing these Sire State finals around. So Saratoga will actually be getting the two-year-old Excelsior finals worth $180,000, so basically they're going to be getting an extra $80,000 more than they did last year. So the numbers moved around, but when the finals come back, they get their money back. So that's the difference this year. Readers awards are still are going to be $950. They're up from $700 from last year. The Empire Breeders Classic stays the same at $200,000. The Excelsior races, we had appropriated $3.6 million last year. When we got all done with the program with the B series, which saved us a lot of money, we saved over $200,000 last year in our budget using those B series races at a smaller amount. Those races, so we've been able to cut the Excelsior races up down to $3.3 million from $3.6 from last year, and the county fairs have remained the same. So that's the basic projection for next year. So we're really maintaining. We're actually coming back with finals for consolations, which is going to be new this year. And we can talk about that scheduling. So, you know, we got a few less dollars, but we're still getting more bang for our buck just by the way we distributed it. So,
Brian, when we talk about having a few less dollars, I don't get the sense that we have the angst on that money that we had at this time last year. And we certainly went through an awfully bad year weather-wise last year, which I think didn't help us. You know, the paramutual side isn't a huge contributor, but certainly kept people from using the VLTs and some of our bigger earners. But somehow, when the better weather came, it rallied from somewhere, and you said it would, but I do get the feeling that we're going into next year feeling the chances of having exactly the winter we had last year, which is about the first time in 20 years. And we're okay going into next year.
Yeah, I would say, you know, we look at the trends of the dollars coming in, you know, we can see that, you know, the wagering is down, you know, and it's been down, and, you know, we adjusted for that this year again. We had $16.6 million budget last year. We're not going to come to that much money this year, but we didn't spend $16.6 either. So the revenue was down a little, but expenses were down too, so, you know, it's a break even. So we did adjust for that this year. You know, it is less money that we're forecasting here for 2015, but, you know, because I do quarterly reports for all the tracks and AOTB, so I'm always seeing the trend and how the stuff's going down. So I know what we're down from last year, and you know it's reality of it. You know, so we have to recognize that, and I think I did that in this one. You know, to go from 16.6 all the way to 16, you know, it's you know, that was a good chunk down, and now it's just a matter of, you know, seeing how it all rolls out. So.
Make sense to you, Brian?
Yes.
Thanks, Steve. Can I have a motion to approve the first allocation for this year?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor? Okay. And opposed? Seems to be in his carry. Next item agenda on the agenda is consideration of the schedule for 2015. That should be found under tab 4 in your notebook. Peter, do you want to present that?
Yes. This year, we're doing a little bit different scheduling. We're bringing back, well, we're not bringing back, we're starting for the first time consolations for the finals for the New York Cyberspace. How it's going to work is, Yonkers will be receiving the New York Cyberstakes three-year-olds, splitting up the three-year-olds from the two-year-olds. The two-year-olds, as we talked about in the last meeting, we had, we're giving them a couple extra weeks this year because we've had petitions, we've had people concerned. The two-year-olds are got a tight schedule and they want a little more time each week. So I'm trying to avoid all the other conflicts with this, with the little brown jug. The Grand Circuit has asked us to try to stay away from the finals. And in order to make everybody happy and get what we want accomplished, we decided we'll split the three-year-olds and two-year-olds up. The three-year-olds will, New York Cyber Stakes will race at Yonkers on September 12th. And the two-year-old New York Cyber Stakes will race at Yonkers on September 26th. In the meantime, the consolations for those Sire Stakes, the three-year-olds will race at Vernon on the 19th, along with the Excelsior Finals three-year-olds that Vernon had last year, to give them their eight races that they had last year. And the final two-year-old consolations, we're going to send to Saratoga. The two-year-old Excelsior A's will go to Saratoga on October 1st, and the New York Cyber State consolations for the two-year-olds, New York Cyber Stakes will be at Batavia Downs on Saturday, September 3rd, or Saturday, October 3rd. And we, originally in Florida when we did the schedule, we kind of had going two places, 12th division going to Yonkers and 12th at Vernon, but after I had discussions with Bob Del Trio from Yonkers, instead of giving them all, you know, giving them Sire Stakes, Consolations, and Excelsiors, he said that we would just want the New York Sire Stakes, the four divisions of the three-year-olds and four divisions of two-year-olds, and we can send, we don't mind sending the money that they generated for the Consolations to actually come out of their legs. We don't have a problem with that going to other tracks. And so this way, by doing this schedule, which was just finished up last Friday, everybody gets a little piece of something. That's something we talked about last year. If we gave Yonkers the Knight of Champions or I'm going to have to change it a little bit different this year, but even the Sire Stakes finals, they didn't have a problem if they got that to move the money around that they generate to other tracks. So Vernon was to get, they get all like 8 Excelsiors last year, so now they're getting 4 Excelsiors and 4 Consolations and getting all 3-year-olds. So it's a little different mixture, but the same amount of races and actually a little bit more money for Vernon Downs. And this year, Saratoga gets a little piece of a Consolation and finals in Batavia. So we kind of more or less covered everything that we talked that we were going to do last year and that's what we put forward.
Seemed like the bigger lift was last year, the bigger change, and they got used to it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't get a huge pushback from any direction that way. Everybody gets a little taste of the special races, but most importantly, this is a thankless job to get
done.
But the other side is that for the whole season, we can move enough money around to ice the cake so that some of the tracks that struggle a little more don't have to put on Sire Stakes races and potentially could go for the same amount as our Excelsior or what used to be the late closer. So I think last year was a bigger success with some of the changes we made than I even expected. And this is just kind of continuing off of that, I
think. Yes, it does. Well, I'll express my gratitude and thanks to the board.
You're welcome. So we get a motion to accept the schedule?
I'll make a motion to accept the schedule.
Right. I'll second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. Next up, the 2015 conditions for New York Sire Stakes, Excelsior Series, and County Fair races. They were talked about at the October 14th meeting. They can be found under tab 5 in your book. We had the conditions distributed again last week. I'm assuming everybody's had a chance to take a look at. Before we vote on any questions or comments,
I think the only concern we looked at it, actually, Brian Barry, who's our director of race officials, talked to the presiding judges at four of our harness tracks, and they were concerned about the Hopkins rule being basically treated as a piece of equipment. We'd like to go back and have a little bit more discussion on that, see how we can make that compatible with the rule.
Be against. You know, we're going to go back and do that. So these conditions have to go out. People are going to make their payments based on them. Is it possible to put something in there that at least drags or alludes to people paying at these races that this rule could be adapted to be more palatable for them racing in the program?
Sure.
Can we say something like that so that it doesn't completely disappear like you said it did last year while they're working on fixing it? If it doesn't, at least we're not left in our
course now. The thing of it is, it would be a lot better if they could get the rule, you know, to change what we want, which I don't think is, from what I read from a few emails, maybe I'm misunderstanding it. I thought we always had to qualify to change from, you know, you had to have a qualified line in 30 days in order to put them on and take them off. You had to have them both. And with a couple emails I got back, they forwarded the rule yesterday and it said that if you wanted to change trotting hobbles or pacing hobbles, all you had to do is go to the presiding judge for permission. But all I need to do at this point is all I wanted to do is be able to use the trotting hobbles without having to be qualified for them with them or qualified without them. But you need to enter, if you're going to use them, you need to enter the horse. And that's something I think could be a very easy change at the gaming commission.
I should agree that's how it should be.
And the thing of it is,
legal stuff.
It is a concrete rule. Yeah.
But my question is, if we're doing this for conditions for 56, which are for the horses that are going to 2-year-olds in 2016, so we can't change the ones that are racing 2 and 3-year-olds. So this wouldn't happen for 2 years, okay, for the Sire Stakes. And what would happen is if we did change this in 56, okay, we'd have one group of horses when they become two, would have the new rule, and the other ones would have to have the old rule, which gets confusing.
But we've done that before.
We've done it before. But if we could get the gaming commission to rectify it where everything just automatically changes, and everybody is, you know, everything is treated, it'd be a lot easier for the presiding judges to oversee what. So that would be the best.
You think we can get something together by that? We're not stepping out by putting it that way.
I think, like you said, there's some confusion exactly what wants to be done. So I think we got everybody in the room talked about it. I think we could.
And like I said, I just got the feedback yesterday about 2 o'clock from Brian Barry, so I didn't have enough time.
I told Brian to send that to you.
Yeah. If it's, you know, if it's documented and it's on the program and it's rendered that way, you're not trying to fool anybody. The public knows what's going on.
Basically, talk to you folks.
Yep.
Set up a meeting.
Set up a meeting.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Very good.
And
any other comments on that?
We have the all the changes are in red. I include all the changes in red. And for the New York Star, is this for all three? Are we talking or just for Sawyer's first? Yes, I got one other. We have, if you look in here, the Excelsiors, which we had last time. We changed that to $15,000 guaranteed and a $300 starting fee. It's different from last year. Last year we had $12,000 purse and you added in the starting fee. So now we're guaranteeing the $15,000 with a $300 starting fee. The Hopple rule, which is in this one too, will do the same things we did in 56. County fairs, it doesn't matter because county fairs follow the USTA rules and not the gaming commission rules. So there's no one at the fairs to check to see whether they got an honor or anything, so it doesn't really matter for the county fairs. And one other rule, which we changed, which will be in all, will be the for the finals, there'll be no more than two entries from a common owner, which we've had. Now we're going to add trainer to that. We'll be committed in the same final or consolation schedule. Any horse that changes owner or trainer within 30 days before the date of entry for New York Sire State final or consolation is scheduled must get these changes approved by the fund or its designee to be able to race the finals or consolations. So in other words, a lot of times people will race these horses through the summer, and all of a sudden, the week before the finals, a trainer has three or four horses that he's in. They'll all of a sudden swap trainers for the finals, and or change ownership for the finals to be able to get more than two horses in. So we've added this in to if any horse 30 days within and some people do sell their horses before the races, and we have to look at that to be fair and honest. But any horse that changes ownership or trainership prior to 30 days of the final or consolation.
In 30 days. So if 6 weeks before the final there's a change, that doesn't become our problem. But if it's within 30 days
of the day of the consolation or whatever, then they have to bring it before the fund or the fund's designee, whoever represents us, and make the decision whether it's a valid ownership change or trainer change. And that's
what the reality is. If they have more than two, they're going to, more likely than not, they're doing them a favor to take the third one, drop back to your consolation.
We have that. And that's the other thing we have in the rules here. We made up, because this is the first year we've got consolations, we made up a few rules to keep everything clear for the judges at the tracks where we're having these, so they understand. And that's in our booklet here. And there are 7 rules. If you want me to read them, I can. If not, if you guys want to read them yourself, you can. If you have any questions about them, I'll answer them.
The only thing I would see is that how we link back to the rule we spoke about. And we've always let them do this. If we don't let them have an entry in the final, and that horse hit might have sold at 7th on the list,
in other words, if the owner has 4 horses, he can race the first 2 horses by point earnings, go to the final, and the next 2 can go to the consolation. So it's not like they're thrown right out of the program entirely. And that's the nice thing about having the consolations. The difference between the consolations and the fall harvest was a kind of getting tough to fill, because if you were the number nine horse in the Yonkers, we have eight horses going. If you're the number nine horse, and, you know, I don't want to go against, I can't beat those first three or four, you had the right to stay out and stay into the fall harvest. The way the constellations are going to work is everybody has to drop into the finals. And they go through, and you might be number 14 or 15 on the list, but the first top eight have to go to the finals, and then the next top eight.
Of the entered horses.
Of the entered horses. And
14 could be in the top eight of the entered horses.
Exactly. But see, some of them might not drop in. So this will definitely fill, it'll definitely fill the final, Fire Stakes finals. And we also have in it, if we don't have, at least six horses to make up the consolation. We have less than six horses for the consolation, and the consolation can be declared off, so we don't come up with a short horse field. Where before in the fall harvest, whatever, three horses all added, we had to race the three-horse race.
And it's kind of a trial on this. We had the consolations, but that was these new rules that were created. It wasn't a very good go the last time we did it. The Excelsior program has worked very well. The horses have moved there. If we're creating a $50,000 race that becomes visibly worse than the $40,000 Excelsior finals, I think we reserve the right to not run the charity event the next year if we're putting a bad product out there. We're doing this at the request of the HHB and ask for more races like this.
And also, too, and I think some of them are right, some of the horsemen, and Dave Kane and I talked about, and he actually had a horse, where some of these horses halfway through the season, they say, well, you know, I'm only finishing fourth or fifth. I'll drop down to the Excelsior A division where I can be a little more competitive because I'm not going to be able to be competitive in the final. But now, if we have the consolation, you know, it's worth staying up there. And because we were starting to get some short fields and the starter stakes halfway through the season in the division. So this may help lessen up some of the A's and help fulfill the fields in the New York Starter Stakes. So it's got two ways of this thing working for us. Yep. So that's it for the conditions.
Yes. Any other comments? Hearing none, can we have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the conditions. Shall we leave them out?
Shall we leave them out, and then we'll work on that.
Because, I mean, some of these conditions, like for 56, they don't have to be in the stakes catch in February. At the latest, we can hold them back. So maybe we can do something by then and get them back in. Or if you can amend the rule, we won't need them at all. You know, we'll be good to go, which I'm hoping that's the direction I'd really like to go. That way, everybody will be retroactive the same way instead of waiting for one group 2 years from now and another group follows.
It might be able to use it actually help the general rule, like the rule to the game, the overnight rule, a better rule as well.
You start looking at it, trot hobbles really weren't, you know, I mean, they just come on lately, and I think the hobble rule is basically meant for pacers. It doesn't really, you know.
You send a different rule to the paddock, they put a different bike corner, they adjust them differently. There's no consider it. They have different types of them, and there's nothing to come into consideration for that. So the idea that you're protecting is almost false to start with.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll leave the apples out. Is that something that can be dealt with fairly?
Yes,
it is. We'll get together this week, next week. Eddie?
Can I just ask a quick question? On the Excel series, the USTA and the staking company, they're going to be looking for those in the next couple weeks. And that rule's in there as well. Is this something that would be able to get done, by the middle of January so we can get these out?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to hope to have a board meeting in January.
But we can get together the gaming commission and whatever the game, you know, if we can come to the terms on what it is, and if they can take care of it in a rule change, we won't need to add it in. Then we can just take it right out and set it right onto the stake services in January.
All right.
But we'll keep in touch.
So we have a motion, and we're about to have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Uh,
acquisition of the 2015 Harness Horse Breeders of New York contract. The contract was sent to everyone for review. It can be found under tab 6. I'm going to say that until we're certain of the structure of the Ag Fund for 2015, I would suggest we table this until there's a clearer picture regarding the collaboration between the Ag Fund and the Harness.
Does that leave them in a position to be able to still function?
My suggestion would be that we maintain the status quo until that time, so we keep going the way we have.
Going the way it's had. I agree with you in the sense that if we don't have an executive director, we need them for more things, and if we do, it's kind of hard to know what we need them for. We don't know our staff, right?
Exactly. So, let's maintain the way things are going right now, and revisit this at January meeting. Ms. Betty?
There's some things that need that are going to be some activities that the fund is going to have to either do in January or we're going to have to do. One of those is working on an accounting fair schedule and reimbursements. That all starts in January. So if we're not going to do that, then the fund is going to have to plan on doing that. That's, again, coming up in a couple weeks with our meeting and so forth. So is that something that I should work with Charlie or something to decide who's going to do that?
Yeah, we can work it out.
Okay.
We'll make this a priority. But yeah, in the meantime, until we know.
Yeah, what they do, they have a meeting in Rochester, so I mean, it's just nice if somebody from either from the fund or from Harness Horse Breeders attending that meeting just to see what's going on.
All right, so I get a motion for that to table this contract.
I make the motion table.
Awesome. All right. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Again, so carried. Thank you. Tab 7 in your binder. This is need to do work. There are 20 workplace policies that are designed as guidelines for employees, behaviors, criteria for procurement, fiduciary protocols, internal controls, and ways to make the workplace more productive. The fund certainly desires to adopt these policies in line with those adopted by other state public benefit corporations, agencies, and commissions. They are written the same as they were last year. Can we get a moment?
I'd like to accept them.
That's And a second.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor? And opposed? So carried. Thank you. Under tab 8 is consideration for the Harness Racing Update advertising contract. The contract by HRU includes artwork at no additional charge. The ad will be placed every Sunday for a weekly fee of $300. For an annual expenditure of $15,600.
How much here?
$15,600.
I would say industry-wide, not just the consumers, but the people that commercially breed and sell horses in the state of New York are very appreciative to the ads we run with the Harness Racing Update. It's very visible when you're at the sales or, tracks. A lot of people really feel that we're advertising for them. And I think that kind of, feeds into what we're doing here. So I do think that the response from the people that are participating, especially on a commercial level in our program, see these ads and respond very well to them. So I do think we're getting some bang for our buck that way.
And they include the traffic to get it for page views, downloads, and subscribers. That's all in your binder. Same price as last year. Any other comments? I'm good. We have a motion to approve this expenditure.
I'll make a motion to approve this.
Peter. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
next item, we have a grant request from the Harness Horse Youth Foundation for $6,748. This is under tab 9. They conduct a leadership program at racetracks and training centers in the Midwest and along the East Coast. For the last 6 years, the Goshen Historic Track has hosted the program. This request is for a grant to cover the cost of hotel rooms for 4 nights. Same year, last year, $6,750, basically.
You know, they put a great face on the business.
This is a little different from what we approved last year. This is for the younger kids, the little kids, instead of the adults. Last year, we gave a grant to a different...
The USTA was separate, though, for the adults.
Right. This one's for the youth.
Yeah, kids. I think we had them last year as well, though.
This is certainly a very good program.
It says 14 under 67 48. Okay.
Yep, 67 48.
Yeah, so you're looking for the same thing in 15, is that correct?
Well, this is 14. This is for next year. Actually, this is for 2015, for next year. But the date of the grant request is for 15. But we didn't.
Huh? Probably should have put 2015
here for 6,748.
So it is a slight increase. Assuming if I'm sure to use the same hotel or the motion or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. It's a great program, and a lot of kids from that program go on to do things, you know, in an agro business or certainly in this some facet. I think it's a worthwhile program. We have exposure to it at the track, but also, you know, at other tracks as well, in New York State and in Kentucky and in New Jersey, and it really is a great program, and the money really does go. The kids that participate in the camps, they don't put up a huge amount of money to be in those camps, but they get a really good insight to racing. Both my kids have gone to it at different times, but I know other kids have been to it. This is the one that that school deserves more social. It's a pretty good program.
Exactly.
And I get a motion to approve $6,750.
I make a motion to approve this grant.
Peter. A second.
I'll second that.
Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Against, so carried. The next grant request can be found under tab 10. Riding in the Saddle was conducted in 2014 in New York State at various county fair venues. Error mutual wagering is not permitted. Racing Under Saddle anticipates racing at 11 county fairs in 2015 and serves as one more way to promote and enhance our breeding racing programs in New York. This request is for $9,000 to increase purses available to participants. What do you think, John?
How much did we get them last year?
We gave them $4,000.
I don't know. If I was going to give them more, we did have a problem with one of these at one of the fairs, right? I think somebody, I don't know. Somebody
we had a problem
somebody.
With them. They came back and they said, hey, we want to, you know, we want to add an RE West race. We want to increase purses. And they said, and we'll send you guys more money to cover the additional cost. And, you know, one of the fairs, they didn't send the money. So they said, you know, we gave them the money. We paid the horsemen. So, you know, it was only a few $100, but it's the principle of it. And I talked to Michelle Martin on it. And I said, look, you know, going forward, if your group wants to increase these RUS races and add more races and say, you say you're going to give us more money, you know, I don't know if we're going to go along with it because you said you were going to give us money last year on one of these fairs and you didn't. So, you know, we have to make sure we're in line here. If you want to do that, then we're going to need the money up front before we say, yeah, we're going to let you race for X amount of dollars more, you know. So that was the only issue. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was the principle of it. And I just kind of said to her, you know, this is going to work, and if you want to do this next year, then, you know, we have to make this system work better for us. So,
This is more than doubling what they got last
right.
year. Does it make sense to encourage them, maybe give them like 5,000 instead of doubling it or something?
Yeah. I mean, how does that fit? I mean, we've cut money back in grants, you said, during our budget, so we got to, you know.
It's okay, yeah. No, we're all right with that.
And there's a few different operations that do this. There's one that's a little more on a national level. It also has racing, you know, for hire purses that, you know, carries over Goshen, picks up a race for them. Meadowlands does. Pocono does. This is a little lower level of doing this. It does reach the grassroots part of New York, I will say that. But I would be more inclined to step them up a little slowly, if nothing else, based on performance, so Brian doesn't have the problems yet. Let him do it right once in fights before we get everything
going
on, right?
Yeah, I agree. That'd be fine.
Does that make sense?
That makes
sense. Any motion to that?
I make a motion to approve the racing under saddle grant proposal for the $5,000.
Motion by Peter, second. All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? So carried. Next up, we have a request from the Goshen Museum. That's under tab 11 in your notebook. Goshen is requesting $50,000 for 2015. Letter in case the grant would be used to provide a continuing of quality support through educational programming and promotional exhibits. Your thoughts?
I know we had talked about Pete about not just absolutely across the board giving everybody everything they want here for tight budget wise. I don't know whether that exists or not. No, Goshen, in the midst of some of the turning over of people we had, and also poor reaching out mechanisms from them to us. This is the first time we got something in paper to us. There was a change in management there from their old president to their new president. The old president was very much a wink and a handshake kind of guy. We're not doing things like that anymore here. But I know it's been a while since we've done much to help them. And they do house things like the driving school, like the SRF, like our races. They don't have the slot machines the other tracks have. And they do put, I think, a pretty good pace on for us. I don't know if maybe we don't spend, you know, another, you know, the overseeing body at the museum and the track have some relationships. Most significantly, the Harrison family and the Garys. I think if we gave, I think the Goshen track one is probably the next one we looked at, is that right? We had talked last night about the possibility of them giving a whole 50 to the museum, maybe giving something like 30 and 30 this go around or something like that to be able to not give the track everything they're hoping to get. You know, if the money's there, it'd be great to do both of them, but I don't know. I know the track has some issues that we need to take care of, too. We think that's something from them also, right? So the letter you sent ahead to us, right, Charlie, on the track?
Historic trade. We got it yesterday, so the board wouldn't consider it today.
Okay. So that's not on
the... We pulled it, no.
Right. So we can take that up at the meeting in January. As far as the museum,
did we just give them 50,000 grand at our last meeting?
Well, in February we did, I think.
Yeah, no, it was 50,000. It was 50,000. Yes,
we just did it last meeting.
You know, when we talked initially, I mean, you had suggested, you know, what maybe we'll cut it in half this year, and you know, because the numbers are down. Last, you can see the numbers have been going down. So we said, well, you know, maybe why don't we give half of that this year and 25,000 and.
Well, it's a great organization, and it's not like you couldn't give them you give them 50 every year, the next year they're going to ask them for 65.
Right.
So.
No, but what I'm saying is we just
sent them a check not too long ago for 50.
We did, correct.
And we're not going to take 14. The other one. Trying to combine the two together to see how much we got.
On this till January.
Should we wait on this from January, put this in with the other one, and see where we are?
Yeah.
Yeah, reassess it then? I mean, we just $47.50. Unless you want to, I mean, like I said, we got to cut someplace in the grants because Brian cut the budget. I mean, to me, like you said, I think $25,000, unless they want to approve $25,000 from here today, or you can wait and see what the other one comes in.
Why don't we table it until January meeting, and we'll look at the whole thing.
And find out where we're at then.
I know that we're only aware that another request has had that. Aren't officially
aware. And, you know, they are separate entities, but they're overseas, yeah, and they do complement each other in the way they work. Like you said, they received $50,000 inside of this calendar year. So,
okay, this was a few weeks ago.
Let's wait till Friday.
So it's not too short of one.
Well, let's make that a motion.
Okay.
To save. Get a motion.
I'll make a motion to table the Harness Racing Museum grant until our next meeting.
Second.
I'll second.
Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carries. Next up, the Association of County Fairs has requested $5,200 last year to produce for sure. Serves as the directory for the county fairs in New York State and denotes all the fairs that post time.
I got the website.
And a nice, I guess, image of that on one of the brochures. We have not received the request for this year. Last year we did $5,200. So this is really just a discussion item. We're not going to ask for a motion on that.
But we did feel, and this is the same brochure of like the past, right, from the highway and stuff, kind of directing people to let them know that this exists. And we don't bring that up with this.
Felt like it was supposed to be.
Worked out pretty good for it.
Okay. Well, we'll wait. Stay tuned. Probably, hopefully by January, we know what to do.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Under tab 14, you will find information from 2014 regarding the external audit of the Ag Fund. The fund needs to issue a request for a proposal in search of an external auditor. I would suggest that the fund consult with Brian, the senior commission, senior accountant, review credentials, and pass audits of the fund. Last year, in 2013, the audit would cost $10,000, at least to happen. Any discussion on that? So basically, we'll leave that up to Brian.
Possibly discuss this together as well.
One thing, Mike, last time we put together the proposal around this time and we gave them a deadline, I think it was February 28th. So there's a window where, you know, we do want to get our financials wrapped up.
It's time sensitive.
But yeah, it is a little time sensitive. I just want to point that out. In the meantime, we will need to do the due diligence on the RFQs and we can get that information in. The group we use, they've done it for the last 2 years, are very familiar with it. I've got the balance sheet, and it's taken pretty cleaned up, so it goes pretty good.
Is this something we can do then, that we can okay this without a meeting, to select the group we go with, so that you can put the wheel of motion at that time? We can't select them now without having all the beds, right?
I don't believe it was a meeting item last year to select it. I think we got the requests in, and Mike decided we were going to go with the same group we used the year before, because they were familiar with us, and you know, it did work out all in all. So,
we didn't need to do a last year meeting. It's something they could come to you and Ron to get together on this to make that decision on who we use.
We'll have to put the process and get the RFQs out, and we'll get a couple of quotes in, and then we can make a decision on that. Sure.
Typically, it's smart business, I think, to rotate auditors every so many years, but usually 3 years anyway.
The rule of thumb is if we use the same firm, a different head of the audit firm is the real, it conducts the audit per se. So if there's three partners in the firm, each year a different partner would have to head our audit. So we are having different people looking at it on an annual basis. We can't use the same guy 2 years in a row.
All right, thank you. I apologize. My
little bit out of order here, but next up, for more discussion, is the Sire Estates website. We've had comments that it's not consistent, that it can be difficult to navigate, and general comments that kind of a lack of functionality and need for upgrade. You've got two proposals in your binder under table 2.12. I would suggest it might make sense to consult with Betty and Connie Richardson and determine a course of action. You guys can go into the weeds a little bit and report back to us.
Well, there's something here written that I have done research on and so forth in your packet.
Ultimately, I'd see if there was a way to get the same people to upkeep both websites so that they kind of worked as partners or as sisters or at least the same way. That makes some sense.
Yeah.
I just know Connie has sent me an email after email saying she has more problems trying to get on and get an email working, the website working. Betty's had problems with the website. To me, the whole website should be just throw it away and start it all over, which I think it's in what we have talked about, which is included in these two proposals.
Paying too many people to do the same thing, if there's things that can be monitored or are being monitored by, for example, harness horse breeders, and we can link to their website, and we have confidence it's being done, you know, whether it's keeping track of links or whatever, and we can just link it directly there. I don't know if we don't save some time and money as opposed to keeping that stuff up in both places. That's something that we're trying to do now.
I believe it's a New York State rule or law that you are supposed to have a presence. And the Sire Estates website does have functions that are important to the program as far as, you know, what the fund is legally responsible for, what they have to put on the website. So I don't know that they need to be the same, but the website needs to be functioning. It's kind of a dinosaur at this point. There's so many things on there that are redundant that can't be used at all. Back in June, the executive director had moved it to a new company, and it's been worse. I spoke to the person on this one quote from Equus Media, who designed the original Sire Estates website and also designed... I believe they originally designed the current Thoroughbred website, the Thoroughbred Breeders website. And I spent about 3 hours with him talking about what the fund needed, what this fund needed, and the similarities between the two funds and how it could be condensed into a relatively inexpensive and easily managed website. And that's what his quote was, is to completely redo the entire website and put on there what the state requires to be on there and make it very, very easy to use. Most of it is handled by the back end with Excel sheets, which Connie could do, I could do. There's no training involved. It's very, very easy.
That sounds like a good direction to go on. Can you two maybe consolidate 3 hours into a couple of minutes of recommendation for a January meeting?
Sure.
I need to digest it a little bit.
Okay, but that, yeah.
And just one question of this first one we have, this Studio 136, isn't that the company that we tried to go with that screwed everything up for us?
That's currently,
yes.
It takes 2 days to change a password.
Right.
And I called them and it's not a help to me at all.
So, just so I get my company straight here. Okay, thanks.
Next up, is there any new business?
Are we going to go into a quick executive session for personnel again, like we did last meeting? We had some questions that
we can do that if you like.
Just a few minutes. Don't take long.
Before we go into executive session, I would like to propose that we set a tentative schedule for 10 to 15 board meetings. Everybody's busy, and
if we could, oh, the only thing I'm asking for, if we want to come back in January, if we can, don't do it on a Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. Buffalo's starting up racing, and I promised them I'd help them work their track for them on race night. So, any other day other than that, I can get free. But whatever you guys are in your schedule.
I have here at the department, I have January 28th or 30th, February 11th or 13th.
January, I'm going to ask my secretary here to go through.
Vegas. I asked her for four. She came up with four. There may be others that are other than a Wednesday.
And yeah, if she got some, yeah. That would help me a lot.
Okay. At this point, let's go into executive session, and we'll come out and close the meeting. Make a motion to the executive session. Thank you. Yes. We're going to go to the executive session now, so I'll ask you to step out for a moment.
When's your next one?
They didn't come to the date.
No, I mean the next one.
Oh, you want to ask.
In the meantime, Rory came up with those.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she can come up with something other than a Wednesday or
okay.
Friday.
Okay, I'll come right back down so she can come up with that. Okay.
Thank you.
Want me to leave tonight? Want me to leave the state?
No, you can come down.
Yeah.
Good, how are you?
Did Jackie bring her?
No, yeah. Okay, I'll grab
the commissioner might have been out of
order. There you go, Connie. I didn't turn it off yet. I don't know how you turn that off.
It's off. I don't notice that.